الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, many times we ask this question: why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test us? And sometimes people get confused and they say, why does Allah need to test? So I thought, let me try to clarify that to the best of my ability. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to say what is beneficial and to help us to understand what's beneficial. First answer to the question, anyone says, why does Allah need this? Allah needs that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Samad. Allah does not need anything. Allah does not need to test. Allah does not need ibadah. Allah does not need tawbah. Allah does not need anything from anybody for any reason, anywhere, anyhow. So the question itself, when somebody says, why does Allah need? That question itself is wrong. Allah does not need. So why the test? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the issue of tests in the Quran in two different contexts. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily and truly and surely, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, the lamb of emphasis. Definitely, we will test you. The word there is ibtila. The word there is not azab. The word there is test. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then counted the ashya. He counted the things with which He will test. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, with fear, وَالْجُوعِ, with hunger, وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, by the destruction or loss in your wealth, وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, loss or difficulty and so on in yourself, meaning health, and وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, meaning children, family, and so on and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, and Allah not only mentioned this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to test. So it's not a matter of saying, will it happen, will it not happen. This is a general statement. This is not for any particular individual or general, for everybody. Definitely, we will test you in these things. Maybe one of them, maybe more of them, maybe all of them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease things for us and to help us and not to test us and to help us in the test if the test comes. But the test is something which is, that is the default setting, that is the standard, it will happen. If it does not happen, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But if it happens, there is nothing to be surprised about, because Allah promised this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah said, Bashara and good news for the Sabirin, for the people who have sabr. What is sabr? Sabr is to do your best in the situation and then to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Sabr is not to complain, sabr is not to groan and moan and you know, no. Sabr is to do what you need to do. So if you are sick, you take your medicine and so on, but you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Be from the ibadah shukur, people who are thankful to Allah, whether or not they get anything. Ubashir Sabirin, and then Allah mentioned, who are these people? Alladhina hum idha asabatum musibatun qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. These are the people, when the masaib and the musibat falls on them, they say, we are from Allah and to Allah is our return. So if something happens to them, they don't say, oh, why did this happen to me? Why not? No. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised basharat for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised rewards for them. And what is the reward? See the reward. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically said, for them is salam from their Rabb. Now, what is a bigger reward than getting salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For what? For some difficulty in life. And Allah did not say, this will happen only when somebody dies. This will happen only when you have a loss of so many dollars. No. Maybe all that happened was you lost $10. But because of your action with that $10, because the way you dealt with that, because you dealt with sabr, you said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilaihi Rajiun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent salam on you. Allah can test in any way. We ask Allah to test, first of all, not to test us, and if He tests us, to test us with something very small, inshallah. So, salawatum mir rabbihim, wa rahmah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah will be on these people, mercy of Allah will be on these people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this very beautiful thing, Ulaika humul muhtadun. These are the people who are rightly guided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that those who have been tested and they proved themselves in that test by not complaining, by saying Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, by saying Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, these are the people who are rightly guided. So there is a certificate at the end of that to say this is the sign of guidance. Another place in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his test, and this came in two or three places, the one place I want to mention is in Surah Al-Sajda, because we recite that most often, we know the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said wala ruziqannahum min al-azabil adna dun al-azabil akbari la'allahum yarji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this also in Surah Ar-Rum in a different context, but basically the same thing. Now here is a different kind of test. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying wala nuziqannahum, definitely we will give them a taste, za'iqa min al-azabil adna, taste of the small punishment, dun al-azabil akbari, before the big punishment. So here there is a specific reference to punishment, and taste of the punishment is like a sarcastic way of saying it. Like in some places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said their reward is Jahannam. I mean, obviously Jahannam is not a reward, but the way Allah is saying it is like a sarcastic, is saying that you are earning this thing, so here is this reward for you, which is the fire. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying wala nuziqannahum, there we will give them a taste of this punishment, of punishment. So specific mention azabil adna, there is no doubt about this. It's not ibtila, this is punishment. Azabil adna dun azabil akbari la'allahum yarji'un. Once again, what is the reason for this? Once again, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we are giving them this small punishment so that if they turn towards us, it will save them from the big punishment. So this kind of test also is a rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, question is, what do we do and how do we check? First of all, if you see in the history, in the Quran and in our history, you will find that and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this specifically. He said, everybody is tested. The Anbiya are tested more than anybody else, and I have been tested the most out of all of them. So now, with the Anbiya, there is no question of azab. There is no question of punishment. So it is ibtila, and that ibtila comes. Why does it come to them? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases their darajat. Now you might say, well, why does Allah need to test in order to increase? Once again, answer is Allah does not need to do that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made certain laws, like the laws of physics. You might say, why must I get married in order to have a child? Why can't Allah just give me a child? Nobody said Allah cannot give you a child. Of course Allah can give you a child. Without a doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you a child without you getting married. I'm not talking about adoption. Allah can actually cause you to birth a child from your body, even if you are a man, if Allah wishes. This is not beyond the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed this in the case of Isa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed this in the case of Adam alayhi salam, who came out of nothing. So this is, but will Allah do this? No. Why? Because Allah created certain laws, and those laws are to be followed. So it's not a question of why can't Allah do. It's not a question of can't. It is a question of won't. It's not the marzi of Allah. It is the mashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah can, but He won't. So if you want a child, go get married. If you want to sit around and say, why can't Allah give me a child? Then sit around, no problem. But we can say with complete and total certainty that illa masha Allah, you will not have a child. Simple as that. So it's not a question of why can't Allah give me daraja. Allah can, but Allah made certain rules. So maybe in your case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the daraja even without that. But the normal rule for all normal people is there will be a test at the end of which you will get daraja and you will get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is inshallah. That's one. Second one is, people like me, you have to look at this and say, I'm not a Nabi, I'm not among the Salihin. I am among the people who commit sins. Therefore, this other ayat applies to me, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there is a test, then this is a test which is really a small punishment. The smallest example to give is that somebody puts his hand out for something. The mother does this. She slaps the wrist. She is not breaking his hand. The mother is not hitting the wrist to break the hand of the child or to break his arm. No. This is just move. Otherwise, that is a fire. Small child does not understand what is a fire. He is putting his hand into the fire. The mother does that. So, this hurts. But the fire will hurt more. So, if the mother does not do this tap on the wrist, then the child is going to put his hand into the fire and he is going to get burnt, which is a much worse thing. Therefore, the mother does this. And so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this. So, this test is coming to turn us back. So, what must we do? Number one, we must have sabr. We must say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But what people like me must do is also look at your life and say, what is it that I am doing that may be displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of which this problem came to me. This was the way of the Salaf. Anytime anything happened, if somebody got sick, immediately they would say, they would make tawbah, they would give sadaqah. They would say, what is it, what is happening in our life, why did I get sick? Today we have become so materially materialistic that the moment you say you're sick, you say, oh, you must have eaten something, you must have drunk something, must be some germ somewhere, you must have gone and hugged somebody who had a cold. All of which is true, but that is not the reason it happened. It happens because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that this germ will affect you. Allah decreed that this other thing will affect you, because how many times have we not gone to some dawat and, you know, one person falls sick and the other person ate the same food and he's fine. So, I'm not saying don't be careful, but I'm just saying that let us move from this materialistic thinking to the spiritual basis of action, which is the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and say, this musibah, whether it is a sickness, whether it is loss in business, whether it is something else, there is a material reason for it, no doubt, but this happened because of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did that hukum come to me? What is it that I am doing in my life to attract this thing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let me correct that. Let me correct that. Because then, inshallah, this punishment will be lifted and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. So, one is ibtila, which is that if you are doing everything good, that does not mean you will not be tested. You will probably still be tested. Alhamdulillah, no problem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, and this is a bashara. But, or otherwise, the test comes as a way of bringing us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, and we treat it in that fashion. We look at our lives, we reflect, we introspect, and we bring about changes in our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all tests. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in a way which pleases Him, and therefore it saves us from all kinds of punishments in this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.